I've been a donor from 2017 until this year, 2021, and I had my last donation. And this is what I think a potential donor should know. So number one is to do your research. You're going to take donation, you need to do your research, get to know as much as you can, ask questions. There's no such thing as a stupid question. Just ask away, no matter how small or big you feel like the question is, ask questions. Number two, self-introspection. Know yourself, know why you're going into it. You know, are your reasons good? Like, are you going into it for a good reason? Just get in touch with yourself. Now that you know why you're going into it, and you know everything that you feel like you need to know at that point, you're doing it for all the right reasons. This is what I personally do. I get in touch with God. I include God in my plans, and certain things just tell me if I'm meant to do it or not. So that I do that. Number four. Sorry. Don't be afraid of needles. There's a whole lot of needles involved in this whole process. So if you're afraid of needles, honestly, I don't think there's a way of it working out. Because you have to inject yourself every day. With the hormones, there's blood tests involved. So if you're afraid of needles, this might just not be for you. And number five, take care of yourself, your mental health and your physical health. You need to be healthy to be a donor, mentally and physically. And number six, you need to be comfortable as a donor, because you're going into scans with the gynae, and also when you're going in for the OP, you're literally in nothing but a hospital gown. So you need to be very comfortable, because I don't think it will be a great experience if you are not comfortable around people, and like, you're just not comfortable with yourself. I don't see it as being a great experience for you. But yeah, so get in touch with yourself, be comfortable, and honestly, the people that you come in contact with, I know for a fact that I've met so many amazing people. The doctors and nurses at Fembio have been amazing. I've been comfortable since day one. They've made me feel comfortable. I've never felt any discomfort or anything like that. And also, Jenny has made this experience so comfortable for me. So I've never felt uncomfortable at any point or anything like that. So definitely also I think that also includes the fact that I've been comfortable with myself from day one. And so that's what I think you should know. And I'm willing to answer any questions anyone has with Jenny. I'll talk to Jenny and find out if I can set up a different email and just answer questions that anyone could ever have. Anyone has about the whole process, my experiences and everything. And I'll also talk about my experience as a donor, my overall experience as a donor. And